And I tell you, today we have to listen again. Listen, because there's an angel flying in the heavens preaching the everlasting gospel. If you want to see a physical angel with wings, you will not see him. Praise God. You know, like I tell you, I personally, I have appeared to people in dreams as an angel. Praise God. So all these things are things God wants you to know, brethren. So just listen, there's a message coming forth from the throne of God right now. Talking to the book of Revelations, chapter 14. Revelations chapter 14, verse 6. Are we there? For those of you who are not familiar with the Bible, Revelation is the last book in the Bible. Revelation chapter 14, I'm going to start from verse 6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. I will add, the fountains of living waters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Worship God. This angel was flying in the heavens, carrying what we call the everlasting gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And notice, he was preaching to the inhabitants of the earth. Notice the message is to the inhabitants of the earth. He was preaching to them that dwell on the earth to repent, fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. I want us to understand that in the work of this ministry, you see it, the Lord has given us insight by his Spirit to be able to break the seals. When I say the seals, the hidden things of the gospel. Things that you will not hear in another place. Praise God. Because when you see a thing like this, somebody will probably think something will happen tomorrow when a big angel with wings will be flying in the sky and preaching to the people of the earth. But I tell you, these things are happening right now.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The angel is the messenger of God. The angel is the one who has consecrated himself to preach the everlasting gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The angel is the one who has let go of all to live on account of the Lord. You know, when an angel appears to you, the angel doesn't come to tell you about his life. His life, does he?
No.
He doesn't tell you anything about himself. He only comes as a what?
A messenger.
To deliver what the Father has told him to do. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that is what the place God is bringing us to today. You know, you have to come to a place where you know that you are solely consecrated unto the Lord. See, Paul says that if you want to be a soldier in the house of God, you have to divorce yourself from the affairs of this life. How many of us have done that? Where we live solely on account of the name of the Lord. Praise God. Jesus Christ says, those that have left all. Now when you leave all, you leave even your identity. You leave your name. You leave your life. So that now, it's only Christ that appears. Jesus left his life, you know that? As a human being. Jesus was no longer the Jesus that was born of a woman. He had left that life. You know when his mothers and his brothers came? Somebody said, Jesus, your mama there outside, though. Your mama, they look for you. He told them, look, who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? He pointed to his disciples. You see, he had left that realm. See, that's in the natural carnal realm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So an angel is a messenger of God. Praise God. The interpretation of angel is messenger of God. Messenger, a servant of God. A pastor, a servant of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And these are the ones that walk on behalf of the Lord. And you know their reward? They actually inhabit in the presence of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. When you see angels around the throne of God, it's you. Around the throne of God.
Amen.
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 So the angel was preaching to the inhabitants of the earth. I want us to understand that God's will is that it is transgression to dwell on the earth. That was not the original design. Dwelling on the earth means carnal living. Carnal
living.
That's why Jesus Christ says, think not that I've come to this world to bring peace. Rather, I have come to this world to bring what? A sword. A what?
Sword.
A sword. Division upon the earth. Because God does not want you people to dwell on the earth. The earth speaks about the carnal realm. That is the realm man migrated to in the transgression. Hallelujah. Somebody says, amen.
Amen.
You know, in spiritual language, the earth is synonymous to dust. It's synonymous to carnal living. Jesus Christ says, I am from above. You are from
below.
Below is the earth. He says, if you do not what? Believe. That is, if you don't change your way of thinking, if you don't believe in Christ, who is actually the man from above, you will die in your sins. So you see, living on the earth is actually sin before God. That is carnal living. Every problem of mankind today is because man has become carnal. As it is written, to be carnally minded is
dead.
To be carnally minded is dead. I think you can hear what it says. He didn't say to smoke a cigarette is dead. Amen. He didn't say to have 10 girlfriends is dead. He says to be carnally
minded.
Is dead. Somebody say, well, I will be spiritually minded and I will have 10 girlfriends. All right. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you are spiritually minded, that will not be a question for you. You understand my point? To be carnally minded is death. Praise God. To be spiritually minded is life in Christ Jesus. So what does the everlasting gospel give to mankind? The everlasting gospel declares Christ, the image of God, to humanity. Listen to this message you are hearing, eh? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, when the messages come of God, you have to have discerning ears. The Bible says, in that day, two shall be together in a house. One shall be taken, and one will be left behind.
Amen.
Isn't it what it says?
Yes.
It says, two women shall be grinding, and one shall be taken away, the other one left. He says, two people shall be where? In a field. One shall be taken, and the other one will be left. Now, what does it mean? Two people shall be in a bed, sleeping. One will be taken, another one will be left. What do we, you see, these are, don't expect it to happen one day tomorrow. Eh?
It's happening every day.
It's happening every day. Some people are already hearing the gospel and they are being taken away.
Amen.
They are becoming Christ conscious. They are becoming aware of the glory of God. They are awakening to Christ. They are awakening to righteousness. While some other people are still there, sleeping. That's why it's good to hear. Jesus Christ says, like in the days of Noah. You know Noah heard the everlasting gospel? Somebody said, but Pastor, what do you mean? Noah heard the gospel. That is why he moved with fear and trembling to build the ark and to enter into the ark. And with that, he was what? He was taken away. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The wonderful thing, amen?
Amen.
Now I go back to that Revelation chapter 14. He says, fear the Lord and give glory to him. Amen.
Amen.
For the hour of his judgment is come. Worship him. How do you worship God? Somebody said, look at how we worship God. I wake up in the morning and I will give some heated prayers to the sky and wake up everybody in the condominium. And when they call the police on me, I'll tell them that the devil is using them. Isn't it? That's prayers, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's worship. Amen. I'll howl. I'll shout. You know, we've been to church before where the pastor is doing, you say, pray. Then the prayer gets all violent and people start shouting and howling. And is that worshiping God? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, this kind of ministry is good for small places. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, we're at war today. Praise God. Worshiping in spirit and in truth. How do you worship God in spirit and in truth? You first of all have to hear the gospel to understand what's... Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. In spirit and in
truth.
Praise God. Amen. Jesus Christ says, watch the true one. The hour is coming and now. Look at what he says. He says, the hour of his judgment is come. Now, Jesus Christ says, the hour is coming and now.
Yes.
When the true worshippers will worship the Lord in spirit
and
in
truth.
Hallelujah. You see, you know how you can worship God? In the spirit and in the truth. Do you know that the spirit is a person? Do you know that the truth is a person?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The spirit is a person, the truth is a person. Jesus Christ says, I am the truth. I am the
truth.
The Lord is the Spirit. Christ is the Spirit. Of course, he put on a form of material form, a natural form, a human form, to come and preach the gospel. But in reality, he is a spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. This is the gospel that we preach. The gospel reveals Christ, the celestial man. Christ, the Spirit. Christ, the man of God. Have you heard somebody say man of God?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when normally when somebody is titled pastor, they call him man of God.
Mm-hmm.
Man of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The man of God is the man of the Spirit. The man of God is Christ. You know, God knows you according to that identity we call Christ.
Amen.
Do you know God does not know you according to your human natural identity?
At all.
God knows you as the Son. He knows you after the Spirit. Praise God.
Amen.
Except you begin to walk in the Spirit, you can't worship God. You can't please God. You know, in the days of old, you see, people had to climb mountains. You see, people had to ascend to worship God. In third world countries today, you know, people go to certain areas to climb mountains to worship. Have you seen that before?
Yes.
They go to mountain places to worship God. All these are people who follow after symbolism. In the real sense of it, God says to worship him, you must first of all recognize the man of the Spirit and walk after the man of the Spirit.
Amen.
Everything that the gospel will preach to you is a revelation of Christ. You have to understand the nature of Christ. You have to understand the nature of Christ and now live by that nature. That is the way you can enter into the umbrella of grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Fear God, inhabitants of the earth. It means as you begin to receive this gospel and obey God, you begin to leave the realm of the earth. In what we call the ascension.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In what we call the rapture. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because the message, the gospel is actually the sounding of the trumpet that is calling people of inhabitants of the earth to come to Zion.
Amen.
It's an invitation to come. Thou that sleepest in the dust, awake and come to Zion.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the only way you can worship God. Amen.
Amen.
To worship God is to walk in truth, is to walk by the Spirit. You must be born again of the Spirit. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because as flesh and blood, you cannot please God. Worship is walking in the truth. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When you walk in the truth, you reverence God. You worship God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us recognize, you see, when what happened in the days of Noah, you know, in the days of Noah, Noah received a message from God. The Bible says that Noah found grace in the sight of God. You know, that grace of Noah is the same thing today as the grace of our Lord
Jesus
Christ. Praise God. And the Bible says that God saw that upon the earth, there was so much wickedness. The sons of God, the Bible says they look down on the daughters of men. When you go home, you go to the book of Genesis chapter 6. You have to do some digging in the Bible, eh? Praise God.
Amen.
You don't leave the service and put the Bible under your pillow and you dust it on Sunday morning and you say, I'm going to church to praise my God. That's not worshiping spirit and truth. You want to go and dig into the Bible. Dig it, you know. Hidden treasures of life are here in the Bible. The answers to all the problems of humanity are here in the Bible. As you read it by the Spirit, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Not by your religious, you know, old time religion. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You begin to see the secrets of every hallelujah. So what happened? He says that Noah heard the voice of God and built an ark. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
While Noah was building the ark, the Bible says the people of that day were marrying and what?
Giving
into marriage. They were continuing life as if nothing is happening. You know, it's no different from what is happening today. Some people are going about their business. Everybody's going about his business, doing his own thing. While some people are working out their salvation with fear and trembling. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It sounds foolish. When people are out there making money, it sounds foolish when people are out there doing many things. And somebody is out there fooling himself, making an act. It's foolish when people are doing things in the world and you are there meditating on the word of God day and night. And trying to conform yourself to the image of Christ, which is the will of God. The word of the Lord came in that day that all flesh that dwells upon the earth shall be destroyed. That was the word that came in the days of Noah. And God does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What we see in the story of Noah is a proverb, a parable of what happens daily. The word says that the Lord saw that the wickedness upon the earth was great. Giants, evil men. The giants talk of the people of the flesh, man of the flesh. The wickedness was so great. And God repented and said he's going to destroy everything that creeps on the earth. You know, when he said creeping on the earth, you think that he's talking about animals. You know men creep on the earth? Praise God. But thank God he wants to give you wings to fly.
Amen.
Fly as an eagle.
Amen.
You fly in the heavens like that angel that was preaching the everlasting gospel.
Amen.
Because you belong to the heavens.
Amen.
Like God is of the heavens, you also are from the heavens.
Amen.
You see, the story of Noah, God already explains the problem. The sons of God looked down from heaven and they were attracted to the beauty of the daughters of men. So what they married the daughters of men is what we call spiritual fornication. The sons of God are spirit. The sons of God dwell in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. They are not of this earth. But what happens is that they were drawn away by the glories of this world to marry, to unite with this world. That's why Jesus Christ says in that day people are marrying and giving themselves into marriage. It's a continuous process. People are being deceived and they are deceiving each other. Are you listening, brethren?
Yes, yes.
These things are happening today. Mm-hmm. The yeses were only two or three. Amen?
Amen.
You know, I always tell people that church is not, clap, clap, is not, church is a celestial body. When we come to hear of our lost divinity in God, if we come, we gather together to hear the mystery, hallelujah,
Amen.
Of Christ. And to be gathered unto Christ. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So God says, I'm going to destroy everything on the earth. All those giants, all the wickedness, everything that was in the heart of man in that day was evil. Have you lied down to think of what people think in their minds day and night? Evil. This person do me this, I will do this back. I will do this. It's evil. Evil, lust, evil. Hallelujah. It flows like a bottomless pit from the heart of the carnal man of God. But that creation has to be destroyed. But you know what happened? Noah secretly entered into an ark. Nobody knew. They were carried away in their drunkenness, carried away with the glories of this world, pride of life, the lust of the eyes. Carrying on doing whatever they want to do. But brethren, let me tell you something. What we are seeing in this world will pass away. Mm-hmm. It's not the real world. Don't be fooled. This is not the real world. Everything will pass away. Don't get married to mortality. Don't get married to the elements of this world. Let your eyes be focused on that thing that never passes away.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. The floods came. You know what the floods are today? Lies. Delusion. Floods of lies. Because they refused to listen to the truth, he gave them over to the lie. And you know what the lies will do to you? They will sweep you into greater, deeper sorrow.
Deeper lies.
Deeper lies and poverty and sorrow and pain. I've seen some people that finish up really bad. They were very close to me. The end was very bad. I've seen people who are in their height of glory, how they shine, and I saw that their end, how it was bad. Why? Because they were not listening. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
They were taken away in the flood, and when you are taken away in the flood, you drown into the abyss. The abyss speaks of greater darkness, greater delusion, greater bondage, where there is no knowledge of God. You see, let me tell you the truth. You see, when you are in the dark, you can't even see yourself. Have you been in a room that is very dark?
Yes.
You put on, you cannot see yourself. That's how it is in this world. Oh, do you think people can see themselves? Do you think, you see, to see yourself is to know yourself the way you are known of God. And if you see yourself, you will see only one creature. You will see the Son of God. You will see Christ in you. You see the one that is in the midst of all. You see oneness. If there is strife, there is bitterness, there is wars, it's because people are not seeing. They are in the abyss. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But thank God today, a people like Noah heard the everlasting gospel. Listen, they are not in the majority. Don't think it's a thing of a fanfare and crowd. Eh? In the whole world at that time, just a family was saved. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So at times when you stand alone, don't marvel.
Yes.
Nobody can understand what you are saying. They can't. Be faithful and enter into that door. Oh, Jesus Christ, today's battle. Eh? Hallelujah. Amen. They've declared war.
Oh, yeah.
But I will never say Satan. Eh? Don't say so. Just small babies crying, that's all. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. There was a door that Noah saw. Noah saw a door, and the Bible says God told Noah to enter into the door. And God himself locked the door.
Brethren,
when grace is calling upon us, let us not play with it. If we find ourselves slipping away, fast, separate yourself, keep quiet, lie down on the floor, cry. Don't joke with your salvation. Everything we are seeing is being taken away. There's a people that are being transported onto Zion, the kingdom of light, while another generation is being destroyed, constantly taken away into darkness. No one entered the door, and the door today is Christ.
Amen.
He says, I am the door. You can only enter through that door by recognizing the mystery of Christ. Now, Christ, for God's sake, is not a man. Christ is the spiritual man in you.
Amen.
He's the one that is one with God. You have to recognize that you are a spirit. By this recognition, you find yourself passing through a door into God's kingdom.
Amen.
Flesh and blood cannot what? Enter
kingdom of God.
That door. To pass it is spirit that passes that door. That is the eye of the needle.
Amen.
No devil can go into there. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus Christ says many people have tried to enter in, they can't enter. They say, Lord, I did many works. I went to Zimbabwe. I went to preach the gospel in Kenya. I did a crusade already. God, where's my reward? And the angels, they look at the name for the name in the book of life, you know, and the angel now looks at him and what do you say your name was? Well, I'm pastor, reverend, evangelist, you know.
Bishop,
you know, and the angel looks and he consults with the other angel. Something wrong here? He says, sorry, we can't find your name here. The one wretched man suddenly comes after the man. I say, what is your name? He said, I'm Jesus. Jesus? Christ? Oh, that's me coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not by works that any man can boast. Hallelujah. It's by accepting with humility this gospel of Christ. Conforming yourself, the will of God, that you be not conformed to the earth, but be transformed to the celestial.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ is the image of God, and God is spirit. This is my son in whom I am well pleased. Not because Jesus Christ didn't have girlfriends or he didn't smoke a bowl or what. Because he walked in the spiritual image of God. When he was transfiguring, they saw an image of light. God was saying, yeah, this is my son. This is my man. This is my man. Have you heard that saying before? My man.
Amen.
This is my man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And he did that to show us that as long as Jesus was down there on the earth, he's not his man. You have to climb up. You have to ascend.
Amen.
Leave the earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Noah was transported to that same mountain. You notice the mountain?
Yeah.
The Bible says the ark of Noah got stuck on the mountain. And Mount Ararat at that point was the highest mountain in that area. It was above all the other mountains. That is a picture of Mount Zion, the city of God. Hallelujah, the place of your consolations. Paul said that we have come to Zion. That is the destination of the saints. God is gathering all the people from the earth onto that pinnacle of Zion. There the brethren walk by one name, by one spirit. That is oneness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No more striving, no more wars, no more hatred, but they all walk in the unity of the faith. One mind, one consciousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How can you enter your act today, hear the gospel again, and begin to confess Christ? Confessing Christ means a change in your mentality. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You start by confessing Him here in your mind, in your heart. Amen. You don't need to come out and say, I'm Christ, I'm Christ. See, by their fruits, you will
know them.
Your actions speak louder than words.
Voice.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what? When you go older in age, you don't listen to people anymore. Rather, you just watch them. Hallelujah. As they are sitting there watching them, they are talking. Their actions are speaking for themselves.
That's true.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So it's what is in you out of the abundance of your heart. It's out of the abundance that the little that we see flows. Somebody say, well, Pastor, you qualify me today. You are qualified in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 So you can see Noah was transported because he heard the gospel. Christ consciousness. This is the secret place of the Most High God. When you enter into the ark, it means that your life is hidden in God. I have my being in Him. I move in Him. I walk in Him. Hallelujah. I'm clothed in Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And he said, you notice that the ark had to go through some maneuver. Eh? You know, have you been in a boat before?
Mm-hmm.
Who has been on a cruise here before? Yeah, apart from Barbara, put your hands down. Which car cruise? Canoe?
Better boat too.
Which better boat?
I want for Zuma's in Nigeria.
Eh?
I want for Zuma's with my last ship.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir.
That's good. Wonderful.
It's a blessing.
I'm not joking. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I heard of some people who went on operational jobs in the high seas. And so I spoke to some Navy men, officers. They told me there are some seas that they pass. Oh, God. There's a place, those of you who have been through these boats from Libya, I heard that there are some seas that are very rough. One Navy man said, he's dead. And I said, at that time, he said, when ship carried the water, the waves carried the ship up. He did that. Ah! The way the ship comes down at times, the impact. So you mean when you walk in Christ, that experience, you can see that the boat of Noah must have gone through a lot of maneuvers. 40 days speak of trials. You know that? It took him 40 days to get up there, to that pinnacle. 40 days of trials. At times, you want some people to abandon the faith. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you want to confess Christ, temptation comes, isn't it? So your family members will remind you, your mate has built. Your mate don't build house, so. Your mate, see, they don't build their own duplex. They don't build the duplex for Benino. By the time you hear that one first from your wife's parents' side, you hear that from the other people's side. He said, which one are you doing? How far? How many years you done there? You still there like your mates, they don't go far. You hear those things at times he wants people to kind of abandon ship. Come out of their boat and they're off. Let them be patient, eh?
Amen.
After patiently pursuing this glory, you will obtain honor.
Amen.
It requires patience, eh? there are trials that will happen along the line that will shake you. Shake you. There are times even the grace of God is what will even just keep you.
Exactly.
You see, you go through experiences in life that you don't condemn people anymore.
Of course.
You know, when you see somebody condemning another Christian that has a problem, that means he has not seen anything. If you see temptation and God delivers you, you will vow all the days of your life that you will always help people.
Yes.
In problem. Of course, if you remember anyway.
Hallelujah.
You know, men forget very easily. I know people who are in the boat from Libya to get here. So I heard some of them became pastors on the boat. They were preaching the gospel. But the moment they landed here, some few days, maybe they were still in the camp. But after, praise God. The salvation of our soul is the most important thing. You see, what Noah inherited is only a shadow of what you are to inherit.
Amen.
You know, Noah died. All those were shadows. But today we have a real mountain called Mount Zion. God's holy mountain. You see, what happened is that Noah ascended into God. It's the same translation that happened to Enoch. You know, Enoch did not die. The Bible says Enoch walked with God.
And he was no more.
He was no more. God took him away. He was translated. See, while everybody is dying, you are ascending into life.
Amen.
Jesus Christ says, I tell you the truth, some of you standing here will never die.
Mm-hmm.
This is the gospel of our Lord. This is the everlasting gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So choose this day what you want. You want to live on the right side, or do you want to live in God? Hallelujah. Receive the gospel. Hear the gospel, brethren. And with this gospel as a tool, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Knowing fully well that we have seen the end of the matter. Everything on the earth will be what?
Dissolved.
Destroyed. Listen to me. Bitterness, hate, all these things we see among men will all go down the drain. Praise God. For those that are willing to love will find themselves on solid ground and they will never die. Can we stand up?
Okay.